quickie formatting test. Posted on Tuesday, June 6, 2023. I asked for feedback on my last post, and some people I talked to expressed surprise about ChatGPT's ability to encode things in machine-readable format. Let's do a trivial test of these capabilities. Feel free to follow along at home. First up, an ease of use definition. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Clojure. It defines a function called ask that takes a prompt as input. The function uses an AI language model to generate a response based on the prompt, and then prints the response to the console. In this example, the prompt is test prompt. What's up, ChatGPT? And the generated response is,
hello, where's an AI language model? I don't really have any emotions, and I don't have a heart to read the news or social media updates, but I'm always ready to assist you in any way I can. How may I assist you today?
That's the end of the code block. Now the thing I already know it can do. Here is a code block. The code block is written in Clojure. It does not perform any action, but rather provides an example of a JSON encoded map object with string keys and number values. The example shows a mapping of fruit names to corresponding quantities. The code returns nil, indicating that there is no further output or functionality. That's the end of the code block. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Clojure. It calls the ask function from the trivial open API core namespace and provides a request as an argument. The function returns a JSON object of type mapstring number with three key value pairs, and the return value of the function is nil. That's the end of the code block. There we go. Okay, slightly harder. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Clojure and uses the trivial OpenA core library. It includes a function call to ask for a map object encoded in YAML format as a response. The code then returns the YAML encoded map as a string. That's the end of the code block. Slightly unexpected. I think that isn't the most elegant coding, but I also think it'll parse as YAML. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. I didn't really doubt that capability. I think there's enough YAML on the internet that I was expecting it to get this one. Let's throw some nerd challenges at it. Here is a code block. This code block demonstrates different ways to encode a map of string keys and number values in various programming languages. The languages include Common, Lisp, Python, Ruby, Rebel, C, and Haskell. Each example returns an object of type map string number encoded in the respective language's format. That's the end of the code block. Okay, so it returned data type declarations instead of literal structures for those last two. But, if you're being honest about it, we're probably never going to need to get output in that particular way. I'm also pretty impressed that it seems to know what Rebel Link and Post is. Okay, here's one more I'm curious about. Here is a code block. The above code block is written in the Java programming language, and it demonstrates how to encode a map object into XML format. It creates a map of strings and numbers, iterates through the map, and writes the elements to an XML string using XML String Writer. The resulting XML string is then printed to the console. That's the end of the code block. I'd be gobsmacked by this if I hadn't seen this link in post first, but I have, so the... I'm sorry, I can't do X. Proceeds to do X and explain how it does it. Thing isn't a complete shock here. It's worth noting that this prompt took a lot longer to return than the other. I should note, I don't actually speak Java, so while the above looks syntactically correct and passes a basic sniff test from me, I'm not sure it would actually work, and I'm not about to fire up Javac to find out. Here is a code block. This code, written in the Clojure programming language, generates an XML document that represents a map of string keys to number values. The XML document contains a series of entry elements, each consisting of a string element and a number element. It returns nil to indicate that the operation was successful. That's the end of the code block. So literally just asking it to shut up works. However, XML trees are a bit more flexible than the other formats we've tried so far. Can we change that output slightly? Here is a code block. This code block is written in Clojure, a Lisp-like programming language. It generates an XML tree representing a map with string keys and number values. The XML structure includes tags for object, key, and value, and the generated XML tree is returned as the result. That's the end of the code block. Nice. You know what? I'm gonna be a bit mean here. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Clojure, a Lisp-like programming language. It is generating an HL7 message in ORMA1 format, which is commonly used in healthcare systems for order management. The message contains various segments, such as mish, pid, bone, orc, rexo, rexe, and twone, which represent different types of information such as message header, patient information, prescription, and scheduling. That's the end of the code block. Oh. Okay, now I'm impressed. I'm not about to dredge up memories of my time in the medical industry by trying to thoroughly validate that, but it doesn't look completely insane. By which I mean, it looks only as insane as any data encoded in HL7. Link in post format would look. Fine. ChatGPT, take a victory lap. Here is a code block. This code block is written in an interactive programming environment using the Clojure language. It is a sequence of queries and responses with an AI language model. The code block explores different formats for encoding data of type mapstring number and provides examples or suggestions for each format, including protocol buffers, bsums, cbor, and toml. That's the end of the code block. Other than shooting itself in the foot by telling me to ask about formatsit on further inspection, can't encode to, this is a fairly impressive set of output options for the working ChatGPT incorporating programmer. Food for thought, I guess.